Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
A good man, remember, a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. When we talk about good, it's not just because we do good things. No, let's bring it home. We're good because of Jesus, not any goodness of our own. See, you can do a lot of stuff yourself, but it not be God. It can be good, but not God. But the steps of a good man, those who have become good, or those who bear the testimony, who bear the Spirit of God, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And then even with that, the steps of a good man, you must choose. See, our efforts alone won't do it. It's when we come to Him. Listen to me. Everything that we do must stem from our relationship with Him. Amen? Come on. I said, everything we do must stem from our relationship with Him. Our efforts cannot produce God's rest. Rest is ceasing from your laborious work that is in your flesh, or that is in the natural man, or that is sinful. Because there's a lot of things you can get done in the flesh. Amen. There's a lot of things you can get done, even people living in sin, but not ever enter into God's rest. The key is you must come to Him. That takes patience. Because God is not on your schedule. I need an answer now. Well, prepare to wait. God ain't confined to time and schedules. He answers when He wants to answer. And He answers at the opportune time, the right time. His time is the right time. Matter of fact, He's not confined in time. He's in eternity, where everything is in the present. There's no past or future in eternity. Amen. Just the present. That's why He told Moses, when you go to the people, tell them, I am sent you. Not I will be, and not I was, but I am. Is he I am to you? This is why we must embrace Him in the present. Not use any means necessary to get where we're going. No, we got to walk this thing out so that God can direct our steps. The steps of a good man, when we're doing God's will, God's way, He orders our steps. But if you revert to something else, pride, arrogance, those different things, then He will not be able to direct your steps. Let me get into something here. In Exodus chapter 3, and I won't read the whole portion of Scripture, but Exodus 3 verses 1 through 10. Exodus 3, 1 through 10. I'll read a few verses here. Because there is a move of God in the earth. Amen. Would you agree with me? Amen. The way some of y'all shouted here, you need to be shouting, yeah! Yeah! The joy of the Lord bubbling up in our spirit. There's a move of God in the earth. And it's only going to get greater. Darkness will increase, but so shall light. Amen. The light will... See, darkness cannot comprehend light. It cannot defeat light. It doesn't understand light. The devil doesn't understand the light. He was a light bearer at one time. But when God divided the light from the darkness, judgment came on him. And God pushed him in the darkness. And now he has the audacity to think that he can still conquer. But see, that wisdom is corrupted. And when you walk in the darkness thinking you're going to get it God's way, it's foolishness, it's deception. So we have to walk in the light as he is in the light. Every step in the light. God said he divided the light from the darkness. Called light day and night darkness. Darkness has to do with judgment. Darkness has to do with spiritual judgment. Darkness has to do with physical darkness. There's three: physical, spiritual, and then judgment altogether. Darkness. The whole world lieth in darkness. But we are not in darkness. We are children of the light. We walk in the day. Tell somebody, stay in the light. Exodus chapter 3, let me just read verse 1. Let me read a couple of verses here. Exodus 3, verses. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father. We can see the water. See the water up there. Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. Okay, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called on him out of the midst of the bush and said unto Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not near hither. Look what he says. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon you stand is holy. I'm going to stop there for a moment. Go back to that verse. The Lord said, don't draw near here with your shoes on. Take your shoes off your feet. For the place whereon you stand is holy ground. Tell somebody there was a move of God coming to the earth. God was revealing it to Moses. Moses had finished his time of the 40 years in the desert. He was 40 years in Egypt, 40 years in the desert. It took 40 years for God to purge him, to get Egypt out. Egypt was out of him. God said, time now. So he let him see a burning bush. But when he came close, he said, don't come any closer. Take your shoes off your feet. God was getting ready to do something in the earth. He's about to bring a deliverance. He's about to set his captive people free. He's about to change history. Tell somebody there's a move in the earth. You got to get ready for it. God came to him and said, take your shoes off. The ground you stand on, or the ground you're approaching, is holy ground. You see, where God's presence is holy ground. Tell somebody right now, God's doing a new thing in my life, but it requires that I take my shoes off. Anybody ready to take their shoes off? Even if you got a hole in your sock, don't be ashamed. Because you're about to step on some holy ground. Look at somebody, tell them, take your shoes off. Now, you don't have to literally take your shoes off, but you can if you want to. Tell somebody, take your shoes off. In the move of God that is entering the earth, you got to take your shoes off. In that encounter with God. Joshua chapter 3. Let's take a look at these feet again. Joshua 3, verse 9 and 10. No, Joshua. I tell you what, give me Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 through 15. Joshua 5. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, are you for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord of hosts said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. There we have it again. Tell somebody, loose your shoe from your foot. See, what shoes represent to us is an agenda. Stay with me. What your shoes, they represent a preference. They represent your own walk. They represent, or let me say it this way, your shoes will block elements of the ground from touching your feet. That's what your shoes are for. You know, you walk outside in the rain, or you walk through gravel or whatever. Your shoes block whatever element is there from touching your feet. But see, when God does something in the earth, he's already gone before you. He's gone before you. When they were going into Canaan, God went before them. But 10 of the spies didn't believe. But the two that did believe went in and conquered. Why? Because where God goes, he makes it holy ground. So see, this is why he told Moses and Joshua, loose your shoes. You're about to step on holy ground. In other words, what I put in the ground, I got to get up into your feet.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.